This weekend, there's a lot happening, and we want to make sure that you're on top of the best events and activities. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares with us her list of things to do.
Think of this weekend like the famed Oprah Winfrey show where she gifted cars to the entire studio audience. But this time, it's as though she stopped in the city to bestow festivals on us. Yes, you get a festival, you get a festival, and you do too, as there are ones this weekend that cover almost every interest. So you like nature? Naturepalooza is an Earth Day celebration on Saturday at the Schuylkill Center. It includes live music, art, and dance, along with a mindfulness hike and scavenger hunt. The family-friendly event goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. West Craft Fest, also on Saturday, brings artists, makers, and performers to the Woodlands in West Philly. The all-day festival starts at 11 a.m. Panda Fest, a mainstay in Asian countries, comes to Philly for the first time. It'll be at Dilworth Park on Saturday and Sunday, so if you see a giant panda or two hanging around, don't be alarmed. They're harmless. It goes from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days. Manioc Street Festival, their annual food fest, is on Main Street on Sunday starting at 11 a.m. That's the same time and day as Flavors on the Avenue, East Passyunk's yearly event. So choose your festivals wisely. You can't make them all. But you can try. Philly Black Pride starts tonight, going through Sunday across multiple venues. Its home base is Club Quarters, which will host tonight's opening reception. Over the 4 days, there will be live panels, art shows, wellness retreats, and parties. This year's theme, Love is Love. Sunday's free Queer Empowerment Summit at Philly Camp features panels on parenting, legacy, and identity. It starts at 11 a.m. We'll have more details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. It's the 129th running of the Penn Relays going through Saturday. Over 15,000 athletes from high school phenoms to established stars compete in relays, hurdles, and distance races for bragging rights to get further along the path to Olympic glory, and some just for the joy of running. The race to watch, the 4x400 Boys High School Championship. It pits Maryland's Bullis High School, which now boasts two Olympic gold medalists, and hurdler Masai Russell and sprinter Quincy Wilson, against Jamaica's Kingston College High School. The race is scheduled for Friday at 3:50 p.m. The Philadelphia show on the Art Museum's East Terrace begins its 63rd year tonight with a preview starting at 5 p.m. More than 40 dealers in fine art, antiques, jewelry, ceramics, design, and other disciplines will show off the work of their artists, and everything is for sale. Swing by dealer talks, treasure hunts, and an appearance by Antiques Roadshow senior producer Sam Farrell. Proceeds from the event support the museum's learning and engagement community programs. The show goes through 5 p.m. on Sunday. There's a first time for everything, and this year it's the inaugural Germantown Jazz Festival. Hosted by Artsinia, the three-day fest is a combination of ticketed concerts and a free all-day jazz party at Vernon Park on Saturday. On Friday and Saturday night, historic venues host headliners like Bobby Watson and Alfie Pollitt. Sunday wraps up the fest with the all-star band, The Cookers. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds hit the Met Philadelphia on Saturday on the Wild God Tour. The music has been described as post-punk poetry with an edge that has generated a dedicated and impassioned fan base.
Once upon a time, a wild god zoomed all through his memory in which he was into.
They'll have the chance to sing along to new music, classic songs, and deep cuts. Now, tickets are scarce, but still available via resellers, so get them now if you want to go. The show starts at 8. We are all wild gods in our own way, so get out there and have an epic weekend. Make music, make memories, make love. Just make sure to embrace all that this weekend has to offer. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. If you missed anything, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where we'll have all the details. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
She would hang under the rail as he blew round the room. and make love with a kind of efficient glue.